Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Altman.
And today, one day removed from everything that went down yesterday on Capitol Hill, the title for today is Meet the 10 GOP Traitors. We're probably not going to spend the whole 2 hours on them, but we are going to make sure that we at least name and shame them, because what they did yesterday was absolutely disgusting. Joe, you got a chance to watch some of it. What did you think?
So the best part about the entire thing, I thought, was the people that we should actually really talk about. I mean, we'll talk about them being traitors to America, not just traitors to the Republicans. But was Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, we covered him yesterday.
I know, but that was amazing. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he had a great speech.
And then at the very end, they started yelling at him.
Yeah. Do you still have that, Mr. Producer? You go ahead and pull it up. While we're getting that Matt Gaetz speech, let's go ahead and, while he's doing that, Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up, was it image number one? This should be the 10 traitors. These are the men and women who decided yesterday that their political careers were over and decided to vote to help Democrats impeach the president. Now, not in order. They are Liz Cheney, Wyoming, Peter Meyer, Michigan, Fred Upton, Michigan, Adam Kinzinger, Illinois, David Valadao, California, John Katko, New York, Anthony Gonzalez, Ohio, Tom Rice, South Carolina, Jamie Herrera Butler, Washington, and Dan Newhouse, Washington. Traitors, all of them. And as we covered, Liz Cheney is the number three Republican in the House of Representatives. So a big deal that she went and did that. So we're going to talk more about them, what it means for the Republican Party, what we do next. But Joe mentioned the Matt Gaetz clip. Mr. Producer has that ready. Go ahead, Mr. Producer Josh. Let's play that Matt Gaetz clip again.
Impeachment is an itch that doesn't go away with just one scratch. It also seems that President Trump may be most likely to be impeached when he is correct. Before the last presidential impeachment, President Trump rightly pointed out the improper activities of the Biden crime family, and subsequently he's been proven right. And don't think for a moment, Madam Speaker, that we're going to drop that or stop our pursuit for the truth. Before that, we had the Russia hoax, where you had the president rightly making claims that Hillary Clinton and the DNC were colluding with Russians to disorient our democracy. How right he turned out to be. And then we have the 2020 presidential election, where the president correctly pointed out unconstitutional behavior, voting irregularities, concerns over tabulations, dead people voting, and now impeachment again. When they go low, we kick them. Eric Holder, former attorney general under Barack Obama, breaching the Capitol was as low can be. We all denounce it. But who is it that they're kicking? The president, who created soaring highs for our economy, rising wages before the pandemic, 400 miles of wall to stop the caravans, who drew down troops in the Middle East and showed empathy for the forgotten men and women of our country. It's why so many people love him so much, and it's why they're kicking all of us. This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. Before the rioters tore through that glass, Speaker Pelosi stood at that rostrum and tore through the president's State of the Union speech, inciting anger, resentment, division. Some believe that truly these true colors are being shown now through this divisive partisan impeachment. The Speaker of the House I would request an additional 40 seconds.
Go through the speaker, please. The gentleman from Ohio.
Madam Speaker, I yield the gentleman an additional 40 seconds.
The 4 seconds or 40 seconds?
Yep, 40 seconds.
45 seconds.
I thank the gentleman. The speaker said to us just moments ago, words matter. But apparently those words don't matter when they're uttered by Democrats. When the gentlelady from Massachusetts calls for unrest in the streets, when the gentlelady from California brazenly brags that she called for people to get in the faces of those who serve and support the president. I denounce political violence from all ends of the spectrum, but make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing, or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires, and we
time
put them out.
Expired. And there will be order in the house.
I yield back.
Yeah. A little fiery.
And they want to disrupt it, right? You don't cut the tongue out of someone because they're lying. You cut it out because they're telling the truth, and that's what they are. Hey, by the way, we need to welcome Eric to the YouTube video. He just came early. He wanted to watch the whole thing. I always love the fact when they show up just to watch, because you know that they're literally seething the hate and evil that represents who they are. So I just want to thank that downvote. I know who you are. So
listen, hugs the and fact kisses. That we've gone 2 hours with the show and they're still coming to downvote us and watch us.
Yeah.
Listen, if they don't want to waste their time by listening to the show that they hate, go ahead. Plenty of people come to listen to us because they like what we have to say. Which again, remind everyone, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're now also on DLive. Welcome to everyone joining us on DLive today. Looks like we got 7.5. lemons today. Love the lemons. So thank you everyone for joining us on DLive, and make sure you head over there. That's our fail safe for when we get banned on Facebook and YouTube for violating.
We're not going to get
banned made up yet.
We're going to get banned.
We probably will eventually. No. I mean, no. They're banning people for nothing. They're banning people for absolutely nothing. So that's we're going to keep streaming there, but that's the place to go. If for whatever reason we get taken off of both, that's where we will be.
Hey, can
streaming.
Can I really quickly do the IPO update? I think we should need to do the IPO update.
Sure. Is it ready for an update?
Yeah. So I met with bankers yesterday. I met with, and I have more meetings scheduled for accounting firms. I have a lawyer's meeting today at 2:00. So we'll talk about what that looks like on the M&A opportunity. But yeah, it what's really strange is that I have massive investors that are coming out. I have people from the media that are coming out and saying, all right, Joe, we'll get behind you. You've done this before. You've built something before. Imagine how fast we can get this done. So I wrote out a 3-pager, and we'll start to do a pre-IPO deal for a crowdfunding deal. But I want to make sure that I have all the pieces, like what does the cap table look like and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So just to make sure that everything we do is completely 100% in line. And so the goal of the IPO is going to be, and I said this to the banker, I go, it's going to be $1 billion. And he looks at me and he laughs and he goes, all right, you could do that, Joe. You could do that. So that the idea is that with that type of capital, we could go buy or build anything that we want related to the technology. Now, I'm going to tell you what the focus is going to be is on cloud computing and make sure that we can actually support people in the community. So with that in mind, yesterday, Max, I got probably 30 emails, messages from people saying, hey, I run a business and I would rather do business with someone that is a company that, you know, would support us, that would never shut us down, that would, can you help? And that was everything from BPO services, which are marketing services, to data services, to email, to text. And so I went ahead and had them build a page for me so that if you need anything, if you own a business and you need anything, now I'm not the CEO of Pin anymore, but I will tell you they're an amazing company and they can do amazing things for you. So we have a page that you can actually fill out And that page is shufflingmadness.com/Joe Altman. Yeah, it's already ready. And Max, you want to pull it up. It's shufflingmadness.com/Joe Altman. And so if you have a business and you need help, it'll basically refer into them, and they can help you with whatever your technology needs are. So that's everything from MSP. If you're, obviously the sweet spot for them is the mid businesses to the large businesses, but they can do hosting services. They can do anything. And I told them, I said, listen, I'm getting all of these calls. I'm sending them over to you. I just need a place where people know that they can actually go. So if you need anything from e-commerce to MSP to any of those things, they definitely can help you, and we'll send it through a page that'll give you the ability to do that. So,
I'll put that link in the comment section in the description for anyone who wants to go over that. We'll pin it on Facebook. If you want to check that out, you can go and check it out there. So we'll have more updates for that as we build out the whole process. It's not completely done yet, but we will have more updates as we move along. Really exciting stuff. To get back to the impeachment, though, what we saw in Capitol Hill was we saw the first figurative shot fired in the GOP civil war. And the Republicans think that they're going to come out ahead of this. So I counted 24 Republicans who were ready to flip. 10 did, 14 didn't. That doesn't mean our count was wrong. That means that the pressure stopped the other 14 from flipping as well.
Right.
There were more that really wanted to, but knew it would end their careers if they did. And the Democrats were pretty adamant about that in their fundraising, in their messaging. I want to put up this, Mr. Producer, put up image number two. This is a poll that just came out that shows that the GOP supports Trump and not McConnell. An Axios Ipsos poll. If we put up image number three, there you can see I'll read the actual findings from that poll. Majority of Republicans say President Donald Trump was right to challenge his election loss and don't blame him for the mob riot at the Capitol, according to a new Axios Ipsos poll. Highlights from the poll, 91% of Trump supporters in the GOP back his continued contesting of the election, while 46% of those who consider themselves, quote, traditional Republicans, end quote, support his challenges, and 36% oppose. 96% of Trump supporters say he makes the Republican Party better, while 51% of traditional Republicans agree, 47% disagree. 92% of Trump supporters want to see him run again in 2024, compared to 41% of other Republicans who agree and 58% who disagree. And then 1% of Trump supporters say he should be immediately removed from office for promoting the unrest, while 24% of traditional Republicans agree. Exit poll January 11th to 13th, 1,019 people, plus or minus 3.4%. points. So the GOP, those 10 traitors, go ahead, put it up again, image number one, let's show the world again. The 10 traitors made a calculated political move yesterday, said that I'm going to do this and I'm going to come out ahead. And the latest polling shows that that was a bad move. That was a very, very bad move. They are not going to come out ahead. So now our job over the next 2 years is to make sure that they are not holding any positions of power within the Republican Party. You know what? None of the leaders who were involved in this, not just Cheney, not just McConnell, but also Pelosi and Schumer, they should be removed from office too for dragging the country through this when they should be working on other things. And we have a Fax Blast today. Check out the link in the description if you want to join the Fax Blast. And basically, it's a shame on you to Congress demanding that they remove these people from positions of power or face removal from office themselves. So make sure you check out that Fax Blast link in the description. I want to play this. I don't want to play too much, Joe, of the Democrat craziness from yesterday, but I do want to play one clip that really stood out to me because it kind of broke with tradition. And this representative, Cori Bush from St. Louis, one that we've talked about on the show before, how radical she is, called Trump a white supremacist. Let's play cut one.
Madam Speaker, St. Louis and I rise in support of the article of impeachment against Donald J. Trump. If we fail to remove a white supremacist president who incited a white supremacist insurrection, it's communities like Missouri's 1st District that suffer the most. The 117th Congress must understand that we have a mandate to legislate in defense of black lives. The first step in that process is to root out white supremacy, starting with impeaching the white supremacist in chief. Thank you, and I yield back.
So
she's terrible. Now she needs to understand that there's a large majority of the black, Hispanic, Asian population that support Donald Trump. 75% of our country. 75% of our country. I just want you to understand that 75% of our country believes in President Trump.
Yeah. So what she did should have been a violation of the House rules. As we learned during the first impeachment version one. Now they're on version 2.0. In version 1, there were Democrats who stepped forward and called Trump horrible names, and they actually got smacked down, and they had to remove those words from the record. Because the House rules have always traditionally said you cannot make disparaging statements against other House members.
Right.
Sometimes they even say about the Senate or about the president. But they changed the rules. They didn't have a committee process. They didn't have any hearings or any cross-examination. But they did change the rules. Mr. Producer, put up image 4. This is the rule change that they pushed forward just before they actually went forward with this. House rule change, quote, provides that the prohibition against personality in debate with respect to references to the president shall not apply during consideration of H. Res. 21 or any special order of business providing for the consideration of House Res. 24. Basically, it was against the House rules to call the president a white supremacist because you're not allowed to attack personality.
Yep.
It's supposed to be a place of decorum. They changed the rules specifically so that they could grandstand and call him every name in the book without any consequence.
Hey, but they can censor everyone else for having an opinion. I mean, look, the evil has no ends. The evil has no ends. People need to understand that the chaos that's created by doing all the things that they're doing, and by the way, those 10 GOP traders, I know right now that as FEC United actually expands across and we start doing more, we're going to look for every way we can support those areas to replace those GOP traders. And if they think that we're just going to sit back and let Biden and his illegitimate presidency and those people literally...
Careful.
Why?
We're not supposed to say that.
I can have an opinion. You're trying to say I can't have an opinion? Yeah.
I'm saying be careful. Okay.
Well, I have an opinion. My opinion is they're illegitimate.
Not saying you're wrong. Yeah. Just saying that word alone, Facebook could probably ban us for it.
For what?
For denying Joe Biden's legitimacy.
Yep. Okay.
And in doing so, advocating violence, according to them.
Well, I mean, it's a slippery slope. Because some of the biggest clients that of a company that I don't run anymore, which literally called me in support of me after I said I was stepping down and said, Joe, we want to pull all of our budgets. And I go, don't do that. Don't do that yet. Right. I mean, there's going to be a time where you'll be able to do that. When Parler comes back on, you'll have the ability to go on Parler. You can push stuff over to DLive. You can start actually supporting those tech companies that aren't. But I told all of them. Because several of them called me and I said, listen, and the biggest one that called me spends almost $20 million a year in digital platforms. And he goes, look, I'm not even sure that I want to stay on those platforms now. And if it costs me business, then so be it. Can you find me other ways? And I was like, yeah, I'll show you other ways to do this and other places that you can put messaging where you don't have to give your money to Google or any of those places. These big business owners are thinking this way, Max. They're thinking this way now. They're thinking, how do I get away from big tech? So if big tech starts taking me down, my guess is it'll cost, and you can say, oh, it's not a lot, but my guess is it'll cost $100 million to them in spends in those areas, just on the people that know
me. So we just showed that Cori Bush where she savagely attacked the president needlessly, unnecessarily, pointlessly, and it was defamatory, saying he's a white supremacist. He's not. He's a billionaire from New York.
Right.
It's insane. This is the other part that made me laugh, It was very, you had to watch certain channels to catch it. Let's just play it and see if anyone else can notice the problem in this. Let's play cut two. That is bad. So that representative just pulled off his mask to cough slash sneeze into his hand when he should have been sneezing into the mask. What's the point of the masks if they're just going to pull them off and cough into and sneeze into their hand? Like, they were yelling at Republicans for the mask just dripping beneath the nose a little bit. And this guy's over there just sneezing to his hands, just going, oh, he's going to now go touch the podium. This is gross. These people are gross. I do not like people who say that the masks are absolutely necessary and then take them off to cough or sneeze. Big pet peeve. Those are the two things that really jumped out at me, other than the things that we played yesterday. But I want to play some of the highlights from the conservative side. I want to play this from Congresswoman Boebert. She had some fiery language of her own. Let's go ahead and play cut three.
The gentlewoman from Colorado is recognized for 1 minute.
Glory to God. Lord. Madam Speaker, I rise today to oppose this impeachment and denounce the recent violence on the Capitol, just as I oppose the previous impeachment and the violence we've all witnessed all summer long across our great country. Make no mistake here, the hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill, get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets. Take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar? What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying looters just wanted loaves of bread? Well, the last I checked, Best Buy and Teslas and stores of the like do not produce baked goods. Where's the accountability for the left after encouraging and normalizing violence? Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bullcrap when I hear the Democrats demanding unity. Sadly, they are only unified in hate.
Fired.
Thank you, I yield.
So the great part is that the rule that would have blocked her from calling their proposal bullcrap, they changed it by allowing for attacks on personality.
Yeah.
So she was allowed to say that, and they couldn't strike it from the record because they changed the rules.
Yep.
Very, very fiery. What do you think of her speech, Joe?
I thought it was amazing. And I actually texted her this morning. I was like, you just keep doing what you're doing, right? She's amazing. Lauren Boebert will stand up. She is the example that we need to set in the GOP, and we need to call the left what they are. Crazy, evil people. They're evil. They're evil. They're pedophiles, racist, and are rapists and closet racists. That's what they are. And hey, listen, I'm done. You got a guy. Listen, I feel like woosah. Like I can't get to my ears. You have so much that the left has done to destroy everything our country stands for. And they stand up and they tell you, you need to have unity while they're out there doxing people, going after people's businesses, threatening their families. The threat I got yesterday was actually pretty funny. It was actually funny. I finally just said, I'm standing right here right now. You said that you're close to my office. Come on over. Let's go. Let's have a talk. These people are absolute evil people. All this Amazon did by actually striking Parler in a RICO Act violation with all these other big tech companies. You know what they did? All they did is showed us that, wait a minute, if they can strike conservatives for free speech, why can't they get rid of child porn? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because it's evil and we like evil. Why can't they get rid of pedophilia rings? Oh. Yeah, so we want to keep that up for a little while. Why can't they get rid of these far, far right and far, far left influences? Oh, yeah, so it's not convenient because if we do that, then, we can't let our hate just show. It's ridiculous. What we're dealing with is absurd. It's absurd and it's illegal. It goes against the Constitution. 100% of it does.
Yeah. People asking why are we still broadcasting on Facebook because people still like to watch us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Our page has over 52,000 followers.
No, it's got over 100,000 followers. 51,000 likes.
Okay. There'll come a day where we have to leave Facebook, but that day isn't today. We'll keep broadcasting there until the last conservative, the last conservative to leave, will have to turn the lights off. But until that happens, we're going to stay over there. So I want to play this clip from Louis Gohmert. This was making the rounds on social media yesterday. Let's play cut four.
I yield back.
Gentlemen. Yields back. The gentleman from New York reserves. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I yield 2 minutes to the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Gohmert.
The gentleman from Texas is recognized for 2 minutes.
Here's a quote. I just don't even know why there aren't more aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be. Or, sadly, the domestic enemies of our voting system and honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in Congress of the United States. We were called enemies of the state. Those are all quotes from our speaker. Now, on our side, we didn't take those to be impeachable because we didn't believe she surely meant that. But by the Democrats taking this action, you're telling me, no, when we say those, we actually mean to incite violence. That's what this action is saying.
So this was pretty funny. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up image number five. As Louis Gohmert was reading all of Nancy Pelosi's old calls to violence, talking about uprisings, this woman, Asha Rangappa, I don't know. Lots of people were saying it. Holy S word. Is Gohmert, well, she mispronounced Gohmert, encouraging more uprisings? Did I hear that right? And people were responding, yes, yes, yes. There were calls to remove Louis Gohmert for calling for violence. And then it was amazing. People on social media were like, no, that was actually Nancy Pelosi. And they just get so silent. They just get so quiet.
Yeah, they're silent because the left is a bunch of evil pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists. That's what they
are.
There
we go.
Every single time you see one of them, you talk about them, and they want to say something, say, which one are you? Are you a pedophile, a rapist, or a closet racist? You pick. You know, it's really funny that the guy that literally put up all those posts, I'm not going to say his name, that I actually outed as being a person that wanted to be a part of Antifa. It's really funny that that guy, his history is absurd. Arrested, almost went to jail, literally drug addict. And these are people in... The amount of information that I have on that individual, I hope he's watching. The amount of information I have on that piece of garbage would literally just, it would frustrate all of you. I mean, it would amaze you. And by the way, as soon as I get done with this case, by the way, on this Dominion case, I'm going to publish all of it. So you guys are going to be able to see every bit of it. But I have to use it right now in that case. So just hang tight, because when you do see it, it's going to be really great. But that's what the left is. And that's what this guy is. He's a part of all that evil.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even say his name. And everybody knew who he was.
You didn't. We kind of know, but whatever. It's fine. It's all good.
We know who he is. You're right.
Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This was Dan Crenshaw yesterday. He said, let's get some truth on the record. Liz Cheney has a hell of a lot more backbone than most and is a principled leader with a fierce intellect. She will continue to be a much-needed leader in the conference with my full support. We can disagree without tearing each other apart.
No, I can't.
And that was Dan Crenshaw responding to the calls for her to respond. And my response to Dan Crenshaw is, if he doesn't stop kissing Liz Cheney's ass, he's going to get crap all over his eye patch. He should stop. Yep, I said it. And that's not me being ableist. That's just me saying it's going to happen if he keeps doing it. It's not a good look. Not a good look whatsoever. We got to take that off the screen. It's just, I'm beside myself seeing the Republicans say that this is their hill to die on, that they're gonna be the one Republican left. See which way the wind is blowing. We have a cut. Ms. Brewster, I sent it over to you. Do you have it? It was the cut zero. I sent it after the fact. This is Frank Luntz, who has always been against Trump. He's never really wanted Trump to be in charge of the Republican Party. This is him going through the latest numbers from his focus group. Let's go ahead and play cut zero.
91% of those who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day would vote for him again. And this is a poll that was done on Monday, just 48 hours ago. And it's astounding. And only 5% would switch their vote from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. And I got two more numbers for you. 67% believe that if the votes were counted accurately and fairly, Donald Trump would have won. And the most staggering of all, 78% believed that the election was rigged and stolen. So you've got a segment of the American people, a large segment, that do not trust our electoral process and are just so angry that they feel like the country's drifting away from them.
How any Republican could look at the data and say that, you know what, the best thing for me to do personally is to be one of the 10? I don't see it, which is why it has to come back to just pure anti-Trump hatred. It's not a calculated move. They can't say that this is what's best for them. Liz Cheney can't say that she has a better chance of winning in Wyoming by voting to impeach the president. It has to just be the Trump hate. It has to.
100%. 100%. But I'm actually concerned about the other 5% that said they wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's another part. 20% of the people that voted for Biden, had they had stuff on the understanding where Biden was and what he was actually doing overseas, fraudulently, wouldn't have voted for him.
20%. Yeah, no, they wouldn't have.
So 20% of the actual, I don't know what it is, maybe he got 50 million people to vote for him, would have been an actual another 10 million. So imagine those 10 million voting, then Trump would have had 85 million and Biden would have had, if they counted him correctly, would have had 50 million.
Yeah, no, it would have been completely flipped. If those people had that information that the media deliberately stopped from reaching the American people, it probably would have been a different result. Yeah. I just can't believe that there are Republicans who actually believe that this is the best way to go, that this coup, because that's what it is. This is a coup within the Republican Party to purge the outgoing president and all of his advisors, all of his aides, all of his supporters, all of his influence out, and to bring us back to the same party that brought us a loser McCain and a loser Romney. They would rather lose with a moderate than win and be forced to do conservative things. Right. That's ultimately what it comes down to. And it's depressing. And I'll say it again, over the next 2 years, these people are going to try and shift back to the right. That's why they're doing this now. And they're going to try and inch their way back to the right and get you to donate to them, get you to vote for them. Do not let them get away with it. Do not let them change history, because history will we always remember them to be the traitors that they are. I want to cover this, because this was Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has perhaps the best mask game in Congress. Now, remember when she was sworn in, she had a mask that said on it Trump won. And yesterday she was on the floor with a mask that just said censored. Let's go ahead and play Marjorie Taylor Greene's speech yesterday. Let's play cut 5.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I am against the impeachment effort by the Democrats. President Trump has held over 600 rallies in the last 4 years. None of them included assaulting police, destroying businesses, or burning down cities. Democrats have spent all this time endorsing and enabling violent riots that left billions in property damage and 47 dead across the United States. Democrats are on record supporting violence when it serves their cause, in their own words, on social media, on interviews, and on fundraising platforms, Act Blue. Democrats support defunding the police when it's someone else's city, someone else's home, and someone else's business. Democrats will take away everyone's guns just as long as they have guards with guns. Democrats' impeachment of President Trump today has now set the standard that that they should be removed for their support of violence against the American people. I yield back. Thank you.
Richard on YouTube says, my mask says lying dog face pony soldier, if he ever wears it. I think that's a great one. Still waiting to know what those lying dog-faced pony soldiers are, but if there are people who stand up against Joe Biden, I want to be considered one of them.
Hey, listen, there's more information coming out this week, by the way, about Joe Biden, that it could cause him to be impeached literally the month that he is in office. So there is a massive amount of information that's coming out of his dealings in China, and a massive amount of information that's coming out of his dealings over in Ukraine and et al. Massive.
So,
and since I got to see some of that information, I literally looked at it and went, wow. Like, wow.
And this is, if this is the world we live in, where anything is impeachable.
Yeah.
If non-crimes are impeachable, then crimes are impeachable. Yeah. And remember, folks, Nancy Pelosi only has a 6-7 vote majority, depending on who shows up that day. So you only need 6-7 Democrats to say, yeah, that's pretty bad. That's impeachable. As long as you get all Republicans. Here's the problem. Republicans are spineless little cowards.
No, I guarantee you
that there will be Republicans.
When you see this information that comes out, when you see this information, and I promised that I would not put it out there what it was and be the bombshell, because I don't need that, right? But what I do need you to understand is that when you see this evidence, right, of the amount of fraud that this man himself was a part of, a crime family, because he represents a crime family. And now that crime family is in the White House. That's an actual crime family. When you see it, you're going to be disgusted. And it's going to just go right along with it. Pedophiles, rapists, closet racists, and people that literally wanted to absolutely destroy everything you stand for as a country. I won't apologize. Listen, I believe that God believes you to act two ways. One, you act in faith, and two, in action. Right? And we can't let it stand. Now, we're not rushing any capital, but we're gonna get rid of all of them. Because people in this country have actually realized that these people are evil. And we need to use those words, the evil left, the evil Democrats, evil, evil, evil. That's what they are. They're evil.
Yeah. You want to see how evil they are? Here's CNN talking about Brian Mask, congressman from, I believe, Florida. He is a veteran who lost both legs serving overseas. And I disagree with Brian Mask on a lot of things. I disagree with his gun control positions, and we've called him out on it. But he still served his country. He's an American hero, and he literally sacrificed two of his limbs in defense of this country. I want you to listen to what CNN said about him yesterday. Let's go ahead and play cut six.
The reams of evidence that we have. There's one other thing I want to share.
But just one other thing. That's relevant. What you're saying right now is relevant because Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States. He said, did anybody say that?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, we heard him. Yeah.
The answer is yes. Yes, yes. And you know, anybody out there, I'll retweet the tweet so that everybody sees the video. But also, just on a more personal, first person.
Wow. What the?
Doubting the man who lost both of his legs, he had commitment to democracy abroad. Don't know if he has a commitment to here. All because he won't go along with your phony impeachment BS. I mean, these people are insane.
Yeah.
Anything to add, Joe?
No. I think this is what we get. We get when you have a balance of power that shifts from our government to propaganda that's actually created in big media, right? Big tech, and they own everything. They get to indoctrinate you. They get to reprogram you. They get to do things to tell you what truth is. They get to lie to you. They get to let child porn just permeate our entire internet while they take down anyone that talks that goes against what they believe. These people are nuts. They're literally evil, evil, evil people. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, and I got to go. Sorry, I got to get off early here. They are pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists. That's what they are.
That's
what they represent.
Get him, Joe.
Well, if you have to leave, I promise I will say that at least once in the second hour.
Twice.
Just to make sure that we don't go an hour without it.
I'm going to have my final moment here right now before I go. And I'm sorry, but I have an IPO to build for all of you. Sorry, I'm going to do that. I have an IPO that I'm literally going to do, and everyone seems to be lining up behind it. I need you guys to understand that hope is not in the fact that President Donald Trump is not in the White House, right? The hope is in the fact that we have an awakening in this country, and that awakening is really simple, that we will not stand back and be censored. We will not stand back while the DOJ and the functions of the government do nothing to stand up for the values of this country. We will put God back in our communities. We will actually get education systems that don't have indoctrination in them. And even if we have to walk away from public education and build our own schools, we'll do that. And then we will continue to fight every single day. That you want to talk about no peace, no justice, or no justice, no peace? No, there is no justice in this country right now based on what they're doing. And we will not give them peace. We will not give them peace. So, hey, God bless you.
That's metaphorical peace. That is not saying that the opposite will be true.
What are you talking about? I just used what they used on the left. What are they going to do? Cut me off for what they say?
What I'm just saying, not cutting you off. I'm just, anyone who's listening who might have interpreted any violence in that, it's in your head, not in Joe's words.
All right. Hey, God bless you guys. I got to jump off. Max, thank you. And all of you, keep doing your thing. We got this. God is at the wheel. He's always at the wheel.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us most of the hour, Joe. Let us know. Call me later, and we'll discuss the new venture. Well, Joe has to go to a meeting now to meet for that public offering. He has a meeting, so we have to. We'll keep going. Maybe he'll join us in the second hour if he gets any time. But I don't want to let any grass grow underneath our feet right now, because we are live again on Facebook, YouTube, and DLive. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, make sure that you go and make a username over at DLive, because Joe is optimistic. I'm not. They're banning people for saying the stupidest things. And not that it's stupid, just saying very benign things. If they can ban the president of the United States for saying that he's not going to go to the inauguration, they can ban any of us for anything. So make sure you head over to DLive, link in the description, and make a username over there. And if we do get taken down from Facebook and YouTube, we will then free up some of that streaming space and we'll stream to a couple other platforms. And we are thinking about working on building our own in-house streaming that would happen on our website. But in the meantime, YouTube, Facebook, DLive. I want to play this because Joe did just mention on his way out the door that why are we punished for saying the same things that Democrats were applauded for? And he's not wrong. This is a supercut. I don't know who made it, but it was very well done. I loved all of it. I loved everything about it. Saying this to make sure we use this completely in fair use. A supercut of Democrats over the last 4 years urging violence. Let's go ahead and play cut 7.
You got to be ready to throw a punch.
Yep.
Get up and please get up in the face of some Congress people.
We go low, we kick up. That's what this new Democratic Party is about.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And that's, they're not, this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before election day.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country.
They'll show up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Punch some people in the face.
People do want to see us be stronger and more forceful and to confront them on these policies.
Fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
Let's cut it there. Civility can only start again when they retake the House and or the Senate. And I love that supercut. It's a great job. Whoever put that together, really, really well done. And they hit all the points. There may have been a couple of ones that they missed out there, but they hit all of the points. The fact that conservatives are being censored for saying very benign things, but Democrats have literally been saying, fight them in the streets, punch them in the face, right? There'll be no civility until we have power again. They're obviously caused to violence. And the fact that there was violence that immediately followed those commands, I mean, that's what inciting a riot looks like. But no, Republicans are the ones who are being violent. Republicans, the party that just wants to be left alone and just wants big government out of their lives so that individual liberty can prosper and flourish, so that we can raise our families in peace, right? Just go to church without worrying about the government shutting it down for a respiratory virus. Republicans, we're not the party of burning down city blocks. looting stores. I mean, they call it a riot, but I don't remember seeing any Republican leave Capitol Hill with a big screen TV or a new pair of Jordans, right? That was not a riot. It wasn't a riot. It might have been unrest. It might have been elements of violence. You might even be able to make the definition of it being an insurrection, but it wasn't a riot because Democrats have shown us that when you riot, you get free stuff. So unless someone can find me video of a conservative running away with a new pair of Jordans, I don't consider that to be a riot at all. So in the second hour, we're going to talk about the insanity of all of this, the insanity of trying to say that Donald Trump incited. We've talked about it on the show in the past. We'll keep talking about it because it just doesn't make sense. But I wanted to start the show by at least covering a little bit of yesterday and showing some highlights, some definite lowlights of what went on, because yesterday was insane to me. I still am struggling to explain it, to understand it. I like to think that I'm a rational person, that that I like to think of people as doing what's in their best interest. Sure, some people are actually, they'll give of themselves. They're very charitable. That's true. But I truly believe that when you're in politics, you're looking out for yourself first and foremost. I don't understand how anyone could actually believe that this is the best thing for them, their political career, the party, or the country. I don't see it at all. Anyone who wants to chime in, call. We'll have the phone lines open for the next hour. 888-441-1121 is our number. Troll Patrol on Facebook. Robert Alexander says this is a hate site. Nope, we just hate you, Robert. You're banned. We are not a hate site. Nowhere in anything we've said can you find anything hateful? But no, to the left, hate speech has just become anyone who disagrees with them. If you disagree with what the left says, you are now doing hate speech. You are committing hate speech, which, as we talked about on the show the other day, you look at Brandenburg v. Ohio, hate speech is not illegal. It is not unconstitutional. You have the right to be hateful if you want. I'll hate you for it, right? I'll denounce you for it if you're truly hateful. But that speech is protected unless you have the capacity to incite imminent violence. And by imminent, it has to happen right away, right? And it has to happen because of what you said and wouldn't have happened otherwise, which is a big flaw in the left's argument that Donald Trump incited the riot. Because as we'll talk in the next hour, it's hard. You can't square the circle. You can't say that Donald Trump incited a riot and then simultaneously take Parler offline by saying that people were planning the riot. So that's going to be our second hour. Again, 888-441-1121 is our number. We're going to cut to the second hour a little bit early. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the other side of this commercial break.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.